On Southside Broadcasting, it's Jill Appleton in association with Macmillan College with the Young Person's Book of the Month.
Suzanne Collins is an American novelist, with her most notable work being the Hunger Games trilogy. She typically writes science fiction novels that can be enjoyed by a variety of people. However, Collins is well known for her young adult fiction and has sold millions of novels worldwide. The Hunger Games trilogy gained huge popularity in 2012 when the film adaptation of the same name was created, and since then the series has been amongst the Harry Potter series as a top bestseller.
All right. So give me some idea of what you can do, says Haymitch. I can't do anything, says Peter. Unless you count baking bread. Sorry, I don't. Katniss, I already know you're handy with a knife, says Haymitch.
Not really, but I can hunt with a bow and arrow.
And you're good, asks Haymitch.
I have to think about it. I've been putting food on the table for 4 years. That's no small task. I'm not as good as my father was, but he'd had more practice. I've a better aim than Gale, but I've had more practice. He's a genius with traps and snares. I'm all right, I say.
She's excellent, says Peter. My father buys her squirrels. He always comments on how the arrows never pierce the body. She hits everyone in the eye. It's the same with the rabbit she sells to the butcher. She can even bring down a deer.
This assessment of my skills from Peter takes me totally by surprise. First, that he ever noticed. Second, that he's talking me up. What are you doing? I ask him suspiciously.
What are you doing? If he's going to help you, he has to know what you're capable of. Don't underrate yourself.
I don't know why, but this rubs me up the wrong way. What about you? I've seen you in the market. You can lift 50 kilo bags of flour, I snap at him. Tell him that. That's not nothing.
Yes, I'm sure the arena will be full of bags of flour for me to chuck at people. It's not as if I'm going to use it as a weapon. You know it isn't.
He can wrestle, I tell Haymitch. He came in second in our school competition last year, only after his brother.
What use is that? How many times have you seen someone wrestle someone to death? Says Peter in disgust.
There's always hand-to-hand combat. All you need is to come up with a knife, and you'll at least stand a chance. If I get jumped, I'm dead. I can hear my voice rising in anger.
But you won't be. You'll be living in some tree, eating raw squirrels and picking people off with arrows. You know what my mother said to me when she came to say goodbye, as if to cheer me up? She says maybe District 12 will finally have a winner. Then I finally realised she didn't mean me, she meant you.
Oh, she meant you, I say with a wave of dismissal.
She said she's a survivor, that one. She is.
That pulls me up short. Did his mother really say that about me? Did she rate me over her son? I see the pain in Peter's eyes, and I know he isn't lying.
Set in the post-apocalyptic dystopian nation of Panem in North America, The Hunger Games tells the story of a 16-year-old Katniss Everdeen of District 12. The divided nation comes together each year to celebrate the annual Hunger Games event, in which a male and female tribute from each of the 12 districts are selected to travel to the capital and fight to the death in the arena. Each year, there can only be one victor. On the day of the reaping for the 74th Hunger Games, Katniss's younger sister, Prim, is selected. Katniss volunteers as tribute in order to save her sister, and as Peter Malak is selected as the male tribute. They begin a turbulent journey to fight for survival and freedom. Although the tone of the novel is resoundingly political, the story of the star-crossed lovers from District 12 brings hope and inspiration to an oppressed society. The battle to overcome the tyrannical capital and realise true love continues across the trilogy.
I jump up as Peter grips my shoulder from behind.
No, you're not going to risk your life for me.
Who said I was?
So you're not going?
Of course I'm not going. Give me some credit. Do you think I'm running straight into some free-for-all against Cato and Clove and Thresh? Don't be stupid. I'll let them fight it out. We'll see who's in the sky tomorrow night and work out a plan from there.
You're such a bad liar, Katniss. I don't know how you survived this long. I knew that a little goat would be a gold mine. You're a little cooler, though. Of course I'm not going. Never gamble at cards. You'll lose your last coin.
Anger flushes my face. All right, I am going and you can't stop me.
I can follow you, at least part way. I may not make it to the cornucopia, but if I'm yelling your name, I bet someone can find me. And I'll be dead for sure.
You won't get 100 meters from here on that bad leg.
Then I'll drag myself. I'll go if you're going too.
He's just stubborn enough, and maybe just strong enough to do it. Come howling after me in the woods. Even if a tribute doesn't find him, something else might. He can't defend himself. I'd probably have to wall him up in the cave just to go myself. And who knows what the exertion will do to him. What am I supposed to do? Sit here and watch you die? He must know that is not an option. That the audience would hate me, and frankly, I would hate myself too, if I didn't even try.
I won't die. I promise. If you promise not to go.
We're at something of a stalemate. I know I can't argue him out of this one, so I don't even try. I pretend reluctantly to go along. Then you have to do what I say. Drink your water, wake me up when I tell you, and eat every bite of soup, no matter how disgusting it is, I snap at him.
Agreed. Is it ready?
Peter eats without complaint, even scraping out the pot to show his enthusiasm. He rambles on about how delicious it is, which should be encouraging if you don't know what fever does to people. I give him another dose of fever medicine before he goes off his head completely. As I go down to the stream to wash up, all I can think is that he's going to die if I don't get to that feast. I'll keep him going for a day or two, and then the infection will reach his heart or his brain or his lungs and he'll be gone. And I'll be here, alone, again waiting for the others.
Conveyed from the point of view of a strong yet feminine woman who has to deal with societal pressures, this novel successfully captures the aristocracy and oppression that is still evident in the 21st century in a dystopian reality. The reader is given the opportunity to accompany Katniss on her journey and watch her evolve figuratively as the Girl on Fire. Although intended for children, the Hunger Games trilogy appealed to a diverse audience, reaching out to even adults with the underlying message of freedom.
With a high-spec accommodation, all with ensuite facilities and high-quality care for residents provided 24/7 by qualified nurses and carers, Roseville Care Centre provides the perfect home for its residents' emotional, spiritual, social, physical and intellectual needs.
A purpose-built residential care facility in the heart of Ingleby Barwick, Roseville is a care centre which provides facilities to accommodate residential nursing and dementia service users, offering both short and long stay accommodation, as well as respite and daycare.
To find out more, please telephone 01642 30 81 88 or email us at roseville@prestigegroup.uk.com.
Roseville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Parkville is a purpose-built residential care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough and providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential elderly and residential EMI service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 223334. That's 01642 223334. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium.
Hang on. Slow down. And one tablespoon.
Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right, what was
and
the recipe?
That's the recipe.
Oh,
if
damn.
You would like a more simple solution, you can always call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health, and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondence from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York, and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
On Southside Broadcasting, it's Jill Appleton in association with Macmillan College with the Young Person's Book of the Month.
Sensational. They could almost be supporting the Hunger Games, or Divergent, or Harry Potter, or various other things. Okay, the readers have left us. That's Alicia and Kevin. And we have the reviewers in the studio. That's Amy McCartan, the Lauren Garvey, and Zarafshan Ashfaq. So fantastic stuff from that point of view. Zarafshan, obviously you did the sort of piece for it from that perspective. I take it you've read the book.
Yeah.
Good, that's all right. So what is it about The Hunger Games and Suzanne Collins that appeals? Or did it appeal? Is it a case of, you know, you thought, well, this has all been done before, really?
I thought it was interesting how she took a different perspective to a dystopian reality instead of the typical Harry Potter magic. Mm-hmm. It's more... It's on a... more deeper level.
Okay. We'll just move the microphone slightly closer to yourself. We can just move it around from that. Otherwise, it's as though you're in a different room. Lots of praise, indeed, praise from a couple of authors who have actually been part of the Book of the Month in the past, actually. Gemma O'Donoghue, I noticed, had actually sort of a throbbingly tense thriller. Stephanie Mayer, of course, from Twilight. I was so obsessed with this book. The Hunger Games is amazing. Did you think it was amazing?
Yeah, I read it in like 2 days. Put it down.
So it is literally a page-turner from that sort of point of view. Okay, Amy, what did you make of the whole process?
I found it quite interesting, to be honest. When I first read the book, I did stop midway. I got a bit bored before I went into the arena. But when I read it for the second time, I actually did really enjoy it, and I read it quickly.
And did you enjoy it sufficiently enough to actually turn around and say, oh, I've got to have the next two books in the trilogy as well?
I probably wouldn't go that far because it's personally not my type of book, but I did enjoy it, and I can see why a lot of people would jump on the bandwagon and be involved in the franchise.
Okay. Amy, from your own perspective, how did you find the whole sort of experience?
It's definitely one of the best trilogies I've ever read. I personally really enjoyed it. I generally like to give any kind of literature a try, and for a children's book, it's a really interesting perspective, as Zarafshan already said.
And rightly so, you didn't actually correct me saying, of course, it's Lauren that you're actually hearing the voice of. So am I. You just swap around so quickly, it's amazing. Had you seen the movie?
I have seen the movie, and it's a very interesting adaptation, but I feel that the book doesn't really transcend on screen. I feel that the book is it's more worthwhile reading the book.
Right, so you'd say that, but did you see the book before seeing the movie, or vice versa?
I did read the books before I saw the film,
I mean, again, as with a lot of cases, people are saying, oh, you know, does it work, does it not work? Mm-hmm. When we have the tragic loss of Philip Seymour Hoffman, as far as that's concerned. But Jennifer Lawrence, who obviously makes a living out of superheroes, Silver Linings Playbook, and a whole heap of other things, is she who you envisaged as Katniss Everdeen?
Definitely. I think Jennifer Lawrence definitely does the role of Katniss justice. She is a great actress, and she's really who you'd envisage playing someone as such a strong female.
Okay, that's assuming Amy isn't available, of course, but yeah, there we are. Jill, young adult, stuff, is that a popular choice at the library side of things?
Oh, yes, it's very popular. The kids love it. And I really liked it. I couldn't put it down. In fact, I've read the first two, and I was pacing up and down last night because I wanted to get onto the third and I didn't have it there.
Which,
to
of
read.
Course, will be two movies, not just one. It's sort of split into two, so they're maximising the setup for that. We, of course, did a review of Patrick Ness's Chaos Walking Trilogy.
Yes, that was a good one.
Which, again, sort of works through that. And I often feel that maybe Patrick Ness possibly falls into this category. You think that's the appropriate sort of line, or would you say?
Yes, it was crossed my mind when I was reading the book. I thought there was some similarities there. But they're both very, very good trilogies. Mm. I would recommend them both to anyone.
Same question for Zarafsha. And have you read the other two?
I've read all three.
Right. And same thing with respect to movies.
I think the Catching Fire movie is much better than the first movie. Maybe because it's closer to the book. It reflects the book more. Mm.
So, I mean, the dystopian society that we see portrayed there, the kind of devastation and obviously the tributes that we actually heard in the breakdown of the people needing to obviously stand forward. Was it some sort of area which you kind of felt was well protected? I mean, which characters did you like most?
I'd say my favourite character may have been Effie because I felt the character... The actress really portrayed her the way I'd imagined her in the book.
Right, so in terms of that. Amy, same sort of question. Who's your favourite character?
I'd probably say Katniss, protagonist of the novel. I just enjoyed how Collins presented a strong female lead to a novel where normally it's typically done by a man.
Well, that's a really interesting point because obviously we talk about balance and the setups from that perspective. If we move to Lauren, was that part of the appeal? Because obviously all reviewers, so you're all female, quite clearly. So was that something which you thought, yeah, great, this is fantastic,
Definitely. Personally, that's what I really enjoyed about the novel, the fact that it's such a strong female protagonist and it's hard not to see yourself in her as you're reading the book, so it's hard not to find her as one of the best characters, really.
Oh, okay, I know Georgina Twynham, one of the young adult authors that are featured for the 13th, etc., is always keen on promoting superheroes and all sorts of other areas from that perspective, and she said Wonder Woman doesn't quite cut it for her. I don't think Katniss is quite a superhero. She's thrust into this character, although she has got very good archery skills. Divergent. Is that a rip-off, or is that just a case of another thing entirely? I mean, without sort of considering that, because obviously that's also built after the Hunger Games. What's next? And there's an insatiable appetite for this. I mean, have you come across Divergent?
I've only seen the film, so I can't really talk about the book.
Okay. And
I haven't seen the book or the film.
Right. Oh, right. And so it hasn't...
I've seen it advertised, and it seems like it's kind of the same thing, but then again, it's usually just all different perspectives. I think generally it's... Just a change.
And did you come to the Hunger Games after having sort of enjoyed the Harry Potter fantasy and the development that J.K. Rowling put to that, or was it Twilight, or what led you to pick up the Hunger Games? Was it reputation? Was it how did you find it?
Well, at the time, it was in about March 2012, and there was a lot of hype surrounding the Hunger Games because the film was coming out soon. So I thought I'd read the trilogy before the film did come out.
All right, Zarafra.
I've just always been really interested in fantasy books and I thought The Hunger Games would be a really good book to try.
Okay, very good.
I knew about it when the first film came out, but I didn't watch or read it. It's only recently I've managed to read the first book and watch the film.
Well, there we are. Now it's a slightly sad moment at present because today is the day when actually our three reviews effectively stop being young people in terms of young person's book of the month and probably actually join on to graduate Jill anyway to become maybe book of the month contributors. Who knows where they actually go, but they've done extremely well. But of course, there's one extraordinarily important task that Amy, Lauren and Zarafshan have to actually add to the whole system, and that of course is the scores and doors. And actually, Jill, we'll start off with yourself. Jill, what would you score the first part of the Hunger Games trilogy at?
I'm going to give it a 10 because I really liked it.
Jill,
has it ever been heard of?
To send resonations across the globe. Amy?
I'm going to give it an 8 out of 10. Although it wasn't a book for me, I can understand why so many young readers really enjoy it.
All right, okay. Obviously, you see, no longer a young reader, moving on from that, clearly. Lauren?
I'd give it a 9 out of 10. It's definitely an amazing book, but the other two in the trilogy, I feel, are stronger novels.
Even better, for desserts, hats off for Suzanne Collins. And Zarafshan?
Yeah, I'd also give it a 9, because I think it suits to some people, but not others. So, in my opinion, it's a good book.
there we are. Ava Cartney, Lauren Garvey, Zarafshan Ashfaq. Ashfaq, correct pronunciation?
Ashfaq,
yeah, good. Fantastic. And, of course, Alicia Roney, Caven Coates and Jill Appleton. Thank you for being part of the whole sequence. I think it's time we actually said farewell. Will you say farewell?
Bye.
Bye.
On Southside Broadcasting, it's Jill Appleton in association with Macmillan College with the Young Person's Book of the Month.